You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Good morning, Miami Dolphins fans, and how are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily on this Tuesday, November 29th. I'm your host, Tom Ernesty. On today's show, we are going to talk about the fallout from the Houston Texans game and the Dolphins' 30-15 victory, providing you injury updates, of course. Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts on Mike McDaniel. I tweeted out some things yesterday just before the game ended, and I got a little bit of a reaction out of it, so I'm going to clarify my comments regarding Mike McDaniel. We're also going to talk about the San Francisco 49ers game, which is upcoming at 4:05 on Sunday from Candlestick Levi's Stadium, I believe is what it's called. And then we're going to wrap up the show. But first and foremost, want to thank everybody for listening over at finheaven.com, the largest Miami Dolphins message board on the internet. And a shout out to everyone listening over at the Facebook group, I Am a Miami Dolphins Fan, run by the great Carlos Hernandez. If you're on Facebook, join that group and enjoy some chat with the other Miami Dolphins fans. Let's get into the fallout from the Houston Texans victory for the Miami Dolphins, 30-15. First and foremost, we can't start talking about the fallout from the game without giving updates on the injuries to the important players on this team. We start right away, tackle Teron Armstead. He does not have a pectoral tear. It is a strain, and he is going to return per Coach McDaniel at some point. Now, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network reported that he could return sooner rather than later, depending on how treatments are going for him. To talk about that a little bit more, I have to say that obviously a little gamesmanship is going to happen here with Armstead. There's a chance that, you know, we'll see him on the injury report. They're not putting him on IR for any reason at all. But there's a chance we might see him maybe log a limited practice here towards the end of the week, just to kind of put him in that questionable aspect leading up to the game. I highly doubt he plays. You know, Pelissero said it could be a 2 to 3 week injury, again, depending on his treatment and how his pec responds to that treatment. So hopefully everything goes well. But this is a pivotal 3-game stretch. And when asked about it, Mike McDaniel said he wouldn't put it past him in regards to playing him in the next 2 to 3 weeks, but they're still gathering information. They're seeking all specialists and kind of letting the injury settle a hair so the information can be a little more concrete and a little more clear. They are evaluating some options with him in terms of how to treat it, but you know how I feel about Teron. He is the consummate pro, so I would really be foolish to go ahead and stamp an exact timeline because you just never know. It might be right around the corner. So, like I said, a little gamesmanship here. Armstead likely missing the 49ers game. I would be absolutely stunned if he plays Sunday in San Francisco, but cannot rule out the possibility he might be back for the Chargers game, but also still can't rule out the fact that he might even tough it out and play through the injury if it's not going to cause more damage. Austin Jackson was injured again and potentially could this be long-term. Mike McDaniel says they're still gathering information on him, but it was the same ankle, but it was not the same injury. What does that really mean? Well, We won't know until we know, but hopefully it's something minor with Austin Jackson missing both tackles against the number one defense in the NFL and the 49ers. Could be a little troublesome, so we'll see how things shake out there. And, of course, you can't go on a Monday without asking about cornerback Byron Jones. Now, with everything that has been said about Byron Jones, I found Mike McDaniel's answer to the question a little bit different from what we've heard from week one all the way through week 11. He was asked about Byron Jones. Sarcastically, he said, "Wouldn't be a Monday without being asked about Byron Jones. There's been some good communication, and he's absolutely going to play when he's able to. And when that is..." And in quote says, "You guys," talking about the media, "broke it. You broke my crystal ball. You broke it. It's the same story as last. I will keep you abreast. I think everyone agrees that's been the formula that has kept us winning, is that question on Monday. So make sure they keep coming." Now, maybe I'm reading too much into this. He did not say he's not ready. The only thing he said was it's the same story as the last. But he did not come out and clearly state he is not ready to go yet. Because he didn't say that, and it's not saying that Byron Jones is coming off the PUP list yet, not saying that he's going to start practicing starting on Wednesday. All I'm reading into this is he did not say the same thing he has said for 11 consecutive weeks, is that Byron Jones is not ready. Take it for what you will. Maybe I'm reading too much into this. I tweeted out yesterday about Mike McDaniel, and I'll read you the exact quote that I had a lot of interaction on. I will just flat out say what I said. Quote, "I can't right now with McDaniel. What a poorly called second half, from personnel to play call." End quote. That's directly from me at 3:50 in the afternoon yesterday with six-ish minutes to go in the game. Got a lot of response and feedback from the Dolph fans saying, "Shut up. They won. It's no big deal. I don't know why you're freaking out about it," etc., etc., etc. Let me dive in a little bit why I said what I said. Has McDaniel been a great hire? Absolutely, 100%, has been a fantastic hire. Has he made some head-scratching decisions on game day? Absolutely, 100%. We are allowed to criticize people who are not doing potentially what they should be doing. Mike and Michael, even myself, have talked about time management at the end of the halves. It hasn't bitten them in the ass yet. But the frustration is you drain the clock down with three timeouts and 20 seconds left at the opponent 30-yard line, you're not giving your team that much time to do things. Whether it's three timeouts or one timeout, you're not giving your team too much things. We're allowed to criticize things that we feel don't go right. Mike McDaniel in the Houston game, the team is up 30-0. You lost both your starting tackles. Tua was sacked twice before the end of the half, and you send him back out there, and in first play, he is sacked in the third quarter. And Tua is a big boy. He can handle the pressure. He can handle everything that's going on the field. But you're against a one-win Houston Texans team up four scores. Why is Tua in the game? What else did he need to do? He threw 278 yards in the first half and a touchdown. What else did he need to do before you yanked him out and put in Skylar Thompson?
So after two consecutive series of the offense not doing anything, Tua constantly pressured, again, up 30-0. He finally pulled the plug, put in Skylar Thompson. That, in itself, was the right decision. It wasn't the right decision to continue to play Tua in meaningless minutes. Up 30-0. That is my only issue with the entire thing. When it comes to the play calling aspect of it, I didn't understand it. 30-0. At that point, maybe it was 30-6. Dolphins not running the football, throwing the football, stopping the clock, allowing Houston to get back into the game in the sense of you get to 30-15, it's a two-score game. So they cut it in half from a four-score game to a two-score game. Skylar Thompson looked awful. Awful as the number two quarterback yesterday. He still has a long way to go. I'm not writing the obituary for Skylar Thompson and his NFL career. It was not a good showing yesterday against the Houston Texans. It just wasn't. When call a spade, a spade. It was not good. But the play calling was not good either when they are not running the football. You're throwing it on first down. You're throwing it on third down because you only pick up 2 to 3 yards on second down. Stopping the clock, allowing Houston more possessions. Again, that's all I'm saying. So let me circle back to the final thought on Mike McDaniel. He's a phenomenal coach. He was 100% the right hire. You could clearly see that in the offense itself. It is amazing to see this offense. The Dolphins are third in the NFL at 386.7 yards per game. They are second in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes' Kansas City Chiefs with 291.9 yards passing per game. The run game, little left to be desired. They're still down in that department. They're 28th in the league at 94.8. They did not run the ball well yesterday against Houston. They need to pick that up for sure. And they are currently sitting 6th in the league at 25.6 points per game. He is a great play caller. He is still learning the head coach aspect of what he's doing here in Miami. I'm not questioning the hire. I love Mike McDaniel. I think he's phenomenal. And on top of that, when Tua mentioned... or the sideline reporter yesterday from the game talked about Tua's confidence and where it was and everything else. And Mike McDaniel put together a 700-play tape of Tua to tell him, you are a good NFL quarterback. That won Tua over. That won a lot of people over. And that is phenomenal to see. He is a tremendous coach. Just because we criticize the guy doesn't mean we don't like him. Even in victory, sometimes things don't go perfectly. And it's okay to criticize someone for questionable decision making. But there is no question that this guy has earned his keep here in Miami going forward. This is not a one-year experiment. Sean Payton's not walking through that damn door. Tom Brady is not walking through that damn door. This is the Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa show in South Florida going forward. It has been too long since the Miami Dolphins have had a top 10 offense. And they are trending into the top 5. In scoring and in total offense, this team has been fantastic offensively. And we have every reason to thank Mike McDaniel. He gets a resounding grade of an A for what he's doing. But there are things that he still needs to improve on, just like anybody else that takes the field. Defensive coaches, defensive players, offensive players, doesn't matter. Nobody is perfect, but Mike McDaniel is damn near it. You just got to clean some things up. That's it. Hope none of you took that as a negative thing about Mike McDaniel. Again, I think he is a tremendous coach. And he's doing wonders for Tua Tagovailoa and this offense. Now a word from our sponsor, Manscaped. It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for your friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, "All I want for Christmas is you." Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using the promo code DolphinsTalk for free shipping and 20% off. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product from the best-selling Performance Package Plus, Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and the Ultra Premium Deodorant. It is the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. Now that you've groomed the candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like reindeer with Platinum Package shower products. All of the Manscaped shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan, and made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code DolphinsTalk at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the promo code DolphinsTalk. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays. Let's wrap up the show talking about the San Francisco 49ers and some shots fired, quote unquote, from Raheem Mostert, who had an interview, and he discussed, we have a quarterback that's slinging the football. It's good to have a quarterback that can sling the football. Obviously, people took that, Raheem Mostert throwing shade at 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Deebo Samuel chimes in and responds to Raheem Mostert. So now we're starting to get a little bit of the jostling between the two teams. Of course, a lot of ex-49ers. Mike McDaniel, obviously the head coach. But we also have Jeff Wilson Jr. and Raheem Mostert, both part of the 49ers. Jeff Wilson pretty much said that they are out for blood. They are going to do what they do running the football. And 49ers defensive end, I can't remember his last name, chimed in and says they think they're going to run on this defense with a laugh emoji. So the gamesmanship has begun. A lot of storylines in place against the 49ers coming up. But this starts the three-game pivotal stretch for the Miami Dolphins and this 2022 season. Now, it seems like every Monday I'm doing this, but I did some updates regarding the Dolphins playoff scenarios, which if you haven't seen it, you can go to my Twitter page, Dolphin at Dolphins Talk Tom, and you can take a look and see what I posted. Now, after the win against the Houston Texans, the Miami Dolphins moved to an 86% chance to make the playoffs prior to the game against the Colts and the Steelers on Monday Night Football. That game really had no bearing on where the Dolphins stood. So they're at 86% chance to make the playoffs. And after the game against the 49ers, the Dolphins' playoff chances go up quite a bit. So, let's see.
So if they win at San Francisco and they beat the Chargers following week, their playoff percentage goes up to 99%. 99%. That's with picking all the betting favorites. Now, if they beat the 49ers before they even think about the Chargers, if they beat the 49ers, the Bills beat the Patriots, Ravens beat the Broncos, Lions beat the Jaguars, Browns beat the Texans, Vikings beat the Jets, again, betting favorites, Eagles beat the Titans, the Dolphins' playoff chances are at 94% before the game even gets played. And if they win, actually, I'm sorry, it's 94%. Well, let's say they win at San Fran and win in LA. Again, chances are high. The opposite, if they beat San Fran and lose to the Chargers, it's an 87% chance. Now, devil's advocate, if they potentially lose both games, their playoff chances drop significantly to 71%. So, where does this leave the Dolphins? Clearly, we know the goal. Win the football game. Start each week 0-0. Go into that game. Go 1-0. And you hit the reset button. This is the biggest test for the Miami Dolphins to date. This is the pivotal stretch. We are into December in a few days. You make or break your seasons in December and January. The last 2 years, the Dolphins have broke their seasons when it mattered the most in December and January. This is the time to right the ship. A win against the 49ers, 94% chance to make the playoffs. If they beat the Chargers, they potentially would be up three games depending on the results next week. And they beat the Chargers, could be 3-4 game lead over the Chargers. Makes Miami a 99% chance to make the postseason. And then, if they can beat the Bills in Buffalo, they are 100% in the playoffs. So it takes 11 wins to get there. But if they beat the Bills, and we're forward thinking, they beat the Bills, the Dolphins have over 40% chance to host a playoff game. Incredible. Incredible to see where this thing is going, and hopefully it starts with a W against San Francisco. That will do it for today's show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk Tom. Be sure to follow the main account at Dolphins Talk. We're going to have shows each and every day this week leading up to the big game and the Sunday showdown in San Francisco between the Mike McDaniel-led Miami Dolphins and the Kyle Shanahan-led 49ers. I believe this will be a battle of attrition. Which defense can stop the opposing offense, because they run very similar styles of offense. Let's be real. The Dolphins have a big test against the number one defense. We'll see how this all plays out. Again, thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a great day, and we'll talk to you again after a while. Fins up. Let's go.